Chapter 10. Nothing will be right. On Monday morning, Eilish was surprised when Mr. Brown, the manager of Davis's, offered her a job. She explained that she had to go back to America in a couple of weeks, but Mr. Brown replied that they would speak about it again. That evening, Eilish was at Nancy's house.
2 years ago, Rose asked Mr. Brown about a job, and he wouldn't even see me. And Jim Farrell refused to dance with me, Eilish said.
You've changed, Nancy said. Everything about you is different. Not for people who really know you, but for people in the town.
At home, Eilish found 2 letters from Tony on her bed and suddenly remembered that she had still not written to him. He seemed so far away now, as did everything in Brooklyn. The apartment where he lived with his family, her room at Mrs. Keough's, Brooklyn College, Bartocci's. She went through all of it, trying to make it solid and real again. The idea that she would leave all this, now that her house had become familiar and comforting again, frightened her. Eilish put Tony's letters away without opening them. She would write to him tomorrow, after the shopping trip to Dublin with her mother. She would tell him about the clothes that she had bought for the wedding. She might even tell him about being offered a job and refusing it. She would not read his letters until she had written her own. A few days before the wedding, Jim took Eilish for dinner in Wexford. As he took her home, he offered to drive her and her mother to the wedding on Saturday. Then he asked when she planned to go back to Brooklyn.
Probably the week after next.
You're going to be missed here, he said.
It's very hard leaving my mother on her own, she replied.
Jim was quiet for a while.
Then he said,
My parents are moving out of the pub soon, and I'm going to manage it on my own. They would love to meet you. You must come for tea one evening.
Thank you, she said.
It was raining on Saturday when Jim came to collect Eilish and her mother to drive them to the church for the wedding. He held up an umbrella and walked them both to the car.
Jim is a real gentleman, her mother said once they were inside the church while Jim was parking the car.
When he came in, he sat beside Eilish. Seeing Nancy walk slowly up the church on her father's arm in a long white dress, a strange idea came into Eilish's head. What would she do if Jim asked her to marry him? Of course she would have to refuse him. But what would happen if she told Tony that their marriage was a mistake? She did not want to think about it, but she could not stop. She pictured herself in a white dress, her brother's home for the wedding, and her mother happy that Eilish would live in a nice house just a few streets from her. Eilish tried to pray and then suddenly understood. The answer was that there was no answer. Nothing that she could do would be right. Her mother watched Eilish and Jim carefully at the wedding breakfast. She looked proud that her daughter was with a handsome young man from the town who had his own business. At the end, her mother told Eilish that she had found someone else to drive her home. Eilish was embarrassed. Jim would realise that her mother had arranged this so that Eilish could be alone with him. Then she saw Nancy's mother watching her too.
Let's go, Eilish told Jim.
They drove from the hotel towards the sea without speaking. Jim parked the car and they walked to the beach where they sat on the sand. He put his arms around her, and for a while they silently watched the waves rolling in. Then Jim said,
Do you remember that night when we first met?
You mean at the dance?
Yes. I was never good at making friends, and I always found it difficult to talk to girls. The girl I was with had just broken up with me, and I knew that George liked Nancy and would be with her all evening. Then he brought you over, and I liked you. but I was scared of asking you to dance.
I remember that night. I thought that you didn't like me and Nancy.
And then when you came home from America, I really wanted to meet you again.
He pulled her closer, and she could hear him breathing heavily.
Can we talk about what you're going to do?
He asked.
I mean, if you have to go back, maybe we could get engaged before you go.
Perhaps we can talk about it soon, she said.
I don't know what I'd do if I lost you again.
She turned towards him and they began to kiss, not leaving the beach until it got dark. A few days after the wedding, Eilish still had not written to Father Flood or Miss Fortini or Mrs. Keogh to tell them when she would be back. She would do it soon, but the idea of telling her mother when she was going and saying goodbye to Jim frightened her. One rainy afternoon, she went to visit Rose's grave alone. She stood for a while beside the grave and tried to pray, but she could not say anything. She felt sad, and maybe that was enough to show Rose how much she was missed. She was walking back through the town when she heard someone calling her name. It was Mary, who worked for Miss Kelly.
Miss Kelly wants to see you, Mary said. You're to come back with me now.
When they arrived, Miss Kelly took Eilish upstairs to her sitting room and pointed to a chair.
I was thinking about you because I spoke to Madge Keogh in America yesterday.
Madge Keogh? Eilish repeated. Mrs. Keogh to you. She's a cousin of mine.
Is that right? Eilish asked coldly.
We telephone each other sometimes with news. She told me all about when you first arrived in Brooklyn. And when you came home, I heard that you were always out in your smart clothes with Nancy Byrne and George Sheridan and his friend Jim Farrell. One of my customers told me that he took a photo of the four of you in Cush Gap. He said that you made a lovely group. Miss Kelly seemed to be enjoying herself. Eilish could think of no way of stopping her.
So I telephoned Madge with all the news and about you working at Davis's, and Madge had news of her own.
What did she say, Miss Kelly?
Oh, I think you know what she said, Miss Lacey, if that's still your name. Eilish knew that she had not been able to hide the shock on her face. Had Tony visited Mrs. Keogh and told her about their wedding? Or perhaps someone had recognised her or Tony at City Hall and passed on the news? Eilish stood up.
Is that all you have to say, Miss Kelly?
It is, but I'll be phoning Madge again soon and I'll tell her that I met you.
How's your mother?
She's very well, Miss Kelly. Eilish was shaking. I saw you after Nancy's wedding, getting into the car with Jim Farrell, Miss Kelly added. Your mother looked well.
She'll be pleased to hear that, Eilish said. Is that all, Miss Kelly?
It is, Miss Kelly said, and smiled unpleasantly. Outside, Eilish found the telephone number for the shipping company in her handbag. She stopped to buy some writing paper and envelopes, and then went to the post office to call the shipping company. She was told that the first ship she could take was on Friday, the day after tomorrow. She wrote to Father Flood, Mrs. Keogh, and Miss Fortini, telling them the date of her return, and saying that she was sorry that she could not leave Ireland earlier. Finally, she wrote to Tony, telling him when she would be back and that she loved him. When she got home, her mother was in the kitchen, washing up. She turned as Eilish came in. Eilish found that she could not speak.
Is something wrong?
Her mother asked.
Mammy, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you this when I first came back, but I have to tell you now. I got married in Brooklyn before I came home.
Her mother dried her hands on a towel. Then she sat down at the table.
Is he American?
He is, Mammy. He's from Brooklyn. Her mother held the edge of the table and nodded slowly.
Ailey, if you're married, you should be with your husband.
I know.
Ailish started to cry and put her head on her arms. When she finally looked up, she found that her mother had not moved.
Is he nice, Ailey?
Ailish nodded.
He is. If you married him, he'd have to be nice, her mother said softly.
I have to go back, Ailish said. I have to get the train in the morning.
And you kept this from me the whole time, her mother said.
I'm sorry, Mammy.
Ailish began to cry again.
I'll arrange a car to collect you in the morning at 8, her mother said. And then I'm going to bed because I'm tired. I'd prefer to say goodbye now and only once. I won't see you in the morning.
Her mother came and put her arms around her.
Ailey, you're not to cry. If you decided to marry someone, then he must be very nice and kind and special.
He is, Mammy.
Well, you'll be good together because you're all of those things as well. And I'll miss you. But he must be missing you too. If I say any more, I'll only cry. So, I'll go and arrange the car for you now, her mother said,
and she slowly walked out of the room. Ailish sat quietly in the kitchen. Had her mother known all the time that she had a boyfriend in Brooklyn? Had she found Ailish's letters to Rose about Tony? Then she thought about Jim. She would take a note to his house in the morning, saying that she had to go back and that she was sorry. She would write and explain more when she arrived in Brooklyn. After a while, Ailish heard her mother come back and walk slowly upstairs to her room. Then Ailish went up to her own room and took out her suitcase. She packed her clothes and the letters from Tony and the photos of her with Jim and George and Nancy in Cush Gap. Sometime in the future, she would look at them and it would seem like a strange dream. Then she took her suitcase downstairs. It was still light outside, and she wanted to take her mother some tea. But her mother's door stayed closed, and there was not a sound from the room. Ailish was woken early in the morning by the light. She got up quietly, put on her clothes, and checked that she had her passport. Then she waited downstairs for the car. As soon as she heard it, she left her key on the hall table and went out. She asked the driver to stop for a moment at Farrell's in Rafter Street and then dropped her note to Jim through the letterbox. As the train left the station, Ailish imagined Jim opening the letter and reading it. Later that morning, he would visit her mother, who would answer the door and stand watching him, holding her shoulders back bravely, with a sad, proud look in her eyes. She's gone back to Brooklyn, her mother would say. And as the train rolled on, Ailish imagined the years ahead, when these words would mean less and less to Jim, and more to herself. She almost smiled at the thought of it, then closed her eyes and tried to imagine nothing more.
Penguin Readers, Brooklyn, Column Tobin, Level 5. Retold by Kate Williams. Illustrated by Matt Rota. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Amy McAllister. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2023.